This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport does not expect to finish its Great Hall renovation for at least five more years. The project began in 2018. One phase is complete. A second phase could be done in a couple of years. DIA CEO Phil Washington told Colorado Matters that more air travelers means more airports need major renovations.
The great thing that we're doing here, though, is that I don't think the public will notice the construction as much as they did early on in the project.
Amtrak is temporarily reducing service on many of its long-distance train lines. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that affects two Colorado routes starting tomorrow.
The railroad says the reductions are because of staffing shortages due to the COVID-19 pandemic, even though most of its staff is fully vaccinated. Southern Colorado's Southwest Chief and Northern Colorado's California Zephyr will go from daily service to 5 days a week. Amtrak says passenger demand has been down because of the pandemic and seasonal travel patterns. The company expects to get the trains back on schedule by late March, but will make adjustments based on changing conditions. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
State Representative Brianna Titone says she won't run to represent Colorado's 7th Congressional District. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Titone is Colorado's first openly transgender state lawmaker and was seriously considering a bid.
If I get in now, I have to work even harder to have a smaller chance of winning, and that's not worth it to me. I want to make sure that I'm still here for the people who need me to be that role model for them.
There are other Democratic candidates, but Titone's announcement gives the frontrunner, State Senator Brittany Pederson, a clearer path to the nomination. Pederson was the first Democrat to announce she'd run after Congressman Ed Perlmutter said he wouldn't seek re-election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.